This is Free Talk, number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Continuing here, your phone calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we talk about things that are intriguing to us. And one of those stories that is actually outrageous is out of New Zealand. And I would like to preface this by saying that this story, even though it's happening in New Zealand, can just as likely happen down the street from you. It could just as likely happen to a loved one of yours. So don't just write this off, well, because it's happening in a foreign land.
We have New Zealander listeners.
We do.
I think that we need, you know, to some extent, need to do stories on New Zealand and Australia and England and all those other places.
That's not the reason we do stories in those places. We do stories from those places because there are interesting things happening. And they're relevant. They're relevant all across the world. They're relevant not just in New Zealand or Australia, but in all places wherein there is such a thing as, in this case, cannabis prohibition. Story is from stuff.co.nz. In Wellington, a 62-year-old beneficiary who admitted growing cannabis primarily for his terminally ill wife got some mercy from a judge, but was still packed off to prison.
Prison.
Appearing for sentencing in Tauranga District Court on charges of possessing cannabis for supply and cultivating it, Richard Gary Alp got 6 months behind bars. Judge Thomas Ingram said, "Drug dealing is insidious, and drug dealers go to jail." He allowed Alps.
He's not incorrect.
He allowed Alps' adult son to step forward from a group of supporters sitting in the back of court and plead leniency for his father. Well, I'll disagree with you, Mark. Well, I think that drug dealing is not necessarily insidious at all.
I should have said half right. Drug dealers do go to jail.
Some drug dealers go to jail. You're right.
They catch.
And it's because of Judge Thomas Ingram and people like him that those drug dealers go to jail. Because if Judge Thomas Ingram and his ilk would not participate in this tyrannical system of oppression, then we'd all be okay.
People justify all kinds of things for paychecks, you know?
800-259-9231 is the number here. So the details, in the 6 years his mother was critically ill and mostly bedridden, cannabis helped give her comfort and relief from pain, the son said in the court. I can't blame him. He's not a bad person. In the dock, hands clasped behind his back, the defendant battled to control his emotion. Judge Ingram said he had considerable sympathy and was prepared to be merciful, cutting the term of imprisonment down to a fraction of what it would otherwise be. But let's be clear. Your dad's a drug dealer, and drug dealers go to jail. Alp did have prior cannabis convictions, said the judge. Home detention, which lawyer Nicholas Dutch argued for, sends entirely the wrong message. It would send the message that you could grow marijuana for your terminally ill wife and actually be able to get away with it somewhat. And we can't have that in New Zealand.
Who argued for the home detention?
The lawyer.
The lawyer or the
for the defendant?
Okay, I'm trying to find out what's going on there.
The judge said Alp's home was raided last October, months after his wife had died. Police found two Ziploc bags containing 37 grams of cannabis head in skip.
What is cannabis head?
Probably the buds. In a skip bin at the side of the house were stripped cannabis plants.
What is a skip bin?
I don't know. Trash bin?
Sounds that way.
at the side of the house, there were stripped cannabis plants and 10 seedlings about 15 centimeters high were in the vegetable patch. A garden shed at the back of the section was boarded shut from inside, and access was from a door hidden under a workbench in an adjoining shed. Seven cannabis plants weighing 1,815 grams were drying and would have had a street value of more than $10,000 when broken down into tinnies.
What the hell are tinnies?
Probably a bag.
Like a Nick bag or something. It was a fairly sophisticated operation, said Judge Ingram. The drying room was fully lined with PVC, and there were two extractor fans on the rear wall. Police also discovered other cannabis-growing aids, including two heat lamps, power timers, and a thermostat. Alp told officers he'd been given the 37 grams of cannabis for his own use. He'd grown the seedlings, and built the drying room. The judge said Alp got a final warning in November 2002 when he was convicted of selling cannabis and possessing seeds. So he'd been in the system before. Perhaps it was a third strike situation. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter, all of those details.
He was doing it for his wife, who was ill, right?
Well, she was dead when he got busted.
Oh, so he got,
so he might have been doing it for himself to get high at that point, considering he didn't have his wife around anymore. You know, maybe that's, something he enjoyed doing in his free time, was growing the plants and then rolling them up and smoking them, which he should absolutely have the freedom to be able to do. This man was not harming anyone, and nor was he harming anyone if he was even selling the marijuana to someone else. They try to make him out to be some sort of evil man, some terrible person who is out hurting others, but that's not the reality of the situation. The reality is, as this man goes to prison, let's presume he was selling drugs, let's presume he was selling marijuana, the reality is, those people that were purchasing the marijuana are going to purchase it from somebody else. They're going to pick up, someone else is going to pick up their business, and they will have their desires satisfied.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The marketplace will find a way to bring buyers and sellers together.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, people are demanding the drug because they want to smoke it, and at least in the case of marijuana, it's not a particularly harmful substance. I mean, they're probably, in many cases, better off using marijuana in their free time than drinking alcohol.
It's true. You can't overdose on marijuana.
I just recently read something, and so I haven't checked the validity of it or anything, but it just amazed me in the way they said it, that a lethal dose of marijuana, in order to get a lethal dose of THC, you would have to consume 1,500 pounds of marijuana in 15 minutes.
Can't do that.
There's just no way. I mean, the reason that you would have to get, you would asphyxiate before you would be able to consume enough marijuana to actually get a lethal dose of THC.
Theoretically, Mark, you could break that marijuana down into its THC, the actual active ingredient, THC. You could make hash out of it, which is far less, it is less plant material.
And inject the THC into yourself or something?
Well, there was that one story, and it bears mentioning, I suppose. In order for full disclosure's sake, there was one story about a smuggler who had hash balloons that he'd swallowed and had gotten on an airplane to smuggle the hash from point A to point B. One of the balloons apparently did break open within his stomach or whatever, and it did kill him. So having that level of THC in his system did actually end up causing.
But you're talking about probably tens of thousands of dollars worth of hash.
Yes, you're talking about a lot of damn hash.
In practical terms, it's impossible to kill yourself.
Right. No one who was intending to actually utilize the hash for its intended purpose of getting high would be able to smoke that much hash. You would fall asleep if you started smoking hash and just did not stop.
And hash isn't marijuana. Hash is a derivative, certainly. But when, the vast majority of people out there that are consuming marijuana in the United States of America, where the vast majority of our listeners are, simply cannot consume enough marijuana.
You can't consume enough hash.
You can't consume enough hash. You're right. But you couldn't swallow
enough.
You'll
get so high, you won't be able to spark the lighter.
You couldn't swallow enough marijuana in order to die.
Unless you put it in balloons.
And swallow them.
Yes, and swallow the balloons. That's what we're saying here, Mark.
Hash balloons.
Right.
Marijuana.
Swallow enough marijuana. Exactly. Yeah, that would be quite uncomfortable. Yeah. I imagine having hash balloons in your stomach isn't the best feeling either.
I can't imagine it particularly is.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the process of removing them. I mean, normally you just pass them on, but that sounds like a very difficult process. Anyway.
I'm not saying I'm all for marijuana consumption. I just think that marijuana is safer and better for you than alcohol, cigarettes, many other things that you can consume out there that are illegal. Those are probably the only really addictive drugs that I would think that they're illegal.
And we don't even really need to talk about the getting high aspect of marijuana. There's also the medicinal aspect of it. The man in this particular case was helping his terminally ill wife feel better. We've had people tell us that it helps them with pain as they've gotten older. We've had people talk about serious medical conditions, multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, all kinds of various different medical conditions that it can be very helpful with. And then there's all the industrial capabilities of the hemp plant.
It doesn't matter what people have talked on the show, because anybody could call in and say anything. But there's plenty of science behind marijuana being reasonably good for the human animal.
I've met people in my personal life who have used marijuana for medicinal purposes. They've told me their stories, and they've no reason to lie to me. So 800-259-9231. So when I hear somebody telling me a story on the air about how it helps them medicinally, I have no reason to
disbelieve. I agree. I'm not saying that they're lying. Right. It's science, though.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, plus the webcam, all there at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. Visit cdevolution.org, wherein you can sign up for a monthly contribution of as little as $3 a month, or as much as you want. Or you can contribute a one-time contribution, or you can shop over at newegg.freetalklive.com, and when you buy your computer parts through newegg.freetalklive.com, a small percentage of the purchase price will be contributed to cdevolution.org.
Right, and, you know, this is the civil disobedience that people are doing here. It isn't being sponsored by some large corporation like so many other things that are going on out in the world, because, you know, this is something that to return freedom for all of us, and it's not going to get done if you don't do it.
If you don't either do the civil disobedience or contribute to assist.
Right. If you think it's a good idea, you should assist. Now, if you think it's a silly idea.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What were you saying?
You should contribute.
Okay. We continue with your phone calls and go to Joe in West Virginia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe?
Please listen to me. Don't interrupt me, if you will, because I'm 83 and I sort of sometimes, when I'm interrupted, I go, I forget what I was going to say.
Okay, we'll do our best.
But now, listen, let me tell you something. I have suffered for years, all my life. I was born with a deformed back. You don't know that. I mean, you can't see it.
I believe
it. Yeah. Oh, I've had four brutal back operations. And I hurt all over. I have fibromyalgia. I have implanted pump, pain pump that goes directly to my brain.
Wow!
And I take pain medicine on top of it. My doctor told me he's never had to give any human being the amount of drugs he has to give me. Hmm. Now, this business of drugs. Marijuana and other things being illegal is awful. It's strictly political. It is political. Mm-hmm. It is money. That is what is driving this. The reason I don't smoke marijuana is that I am a Christian, a true honest, I mean, a Christian, not in name only. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I'm ready for heaven. And what I do, other people are watching, and they feel that smoking is something God don't want Christians to do.
Well, wait a minute. You said that other people feel that way. How do you feel about it?
This is how I feel. I have heard many, many people that got on hard drugs say that they first smoked marijuana. I don't know. I haven't heard of many people in my 83 years that say that isn't the way they got on hard drugs. They first smoked marijuana.
Now, are these hard drugs?
Now, okay. For myself,
I have to ask questions to clarify here, so please don't get offended at this. But these people that you're talking about that were on hard drugs, are you talking about drug addicts? Are you talking about people who are having a problem with hard drugs?
Oh, yes, like cocaine and stuff like that.
Do you believe...
I'm talking about marijuana strictly as a medicinal...
Right. Do you believe
drug.
That there can be people who have smoked marijuana... And who have not moved on to having problems with hard drugs.
I definitely believe that. I tell you, I'd smoke a little and eat a little, just about anything. I no longer hurt. That I'm long past that. I suffer. I am suffering. And my granddaughter, by the way, just went to New Zealand. And she smokes marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I feel that it would not be wrong for people that are suffering at all. In fact, I don't think it's, personally, I don't think it's wrong.
So I'm confused.
I was an alcoholic, man. You talk about something. I was an alcoholic.
That's
and
destructive.
It's awful.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You say, I guess I'm hearing cross messages here. I thought I heard you say on one hand that you believe that that it's against God to smoke marijuana, but on the other hand,
No, she doesn't believe that. There's a verse in... Go ahead, Joe, I'm sorry, I was just going to interpret for him. There's a verse, and I don't know what, but Paul was basically talking to people about whether or not they should eat meat. And he says it's fine to eat meat. That's not against, not against Christ or whatever.
No.
That some people could be confused and their way to
That's
salvation
right.
could be twisted as a result.
That's right.
I have to say I support Joe and her choices. I do think that I think that good Christians can smoke marijuana without any problem at all. However, I understand where she's coming from at the same time.
It's absolutely. I would smoke it. I would smoke it today. I would be a smokestack. I mean, I would.
But
these big plants, the stuff that's killing us coming out of the plants,
mm-hmm.
big industrial plants,
mm-hmm.
That just think what that's doing
so
to
you would
the
smoke
human
it.
Race.
So there's a but, though,
smoke
right?
It, I'd smoke it constantly. I would mm-hmm. smoke it. But it's money. That's the reason. But I don't smoke it because of what it might do religiously. And
what
I would hinder...
Do.
I would hinder other people if they knew that I smoked marijuana. But I do
you
not
keep it
believe. I do not believe it's wrong. I do not
so
believe
you,
personally.
So you don't believe it's wrong, but there's some sort of religious objection?
Well,
that's what I'm confused about here.
It's what people. Listen, the world is watching Christians. The name Christian today is a nasty, dirty word. People,
it's
because
true.
Of the hypocrites. Of the hypocrites.
The Pharisees, as Mark might say.
Pardon me?
Because of the Pharisee Christians? The ones that are trying to essentially shove their worldview down other people's throats by the threat of violence?
It's just that I might be a hindrance. I know I would be. If anybody knew that I smoked.
Well, you could just keep it secret. And you know what? Here's what you could do.
Christians don't generally keep secrets.
You could buy a vaporizer. Oh, come on. They keep secrets all the time.
Well, the good ones, like Joe is purporting to be, and I hope that she is.
If they ask you if you smoke marijuana, you just say no. I vaporize it. Or you just say no, because then you're telling the truth.
Joe, I hate to think... I'm sorry. I hate to think of you suffering for no good reason. I understand why you're doing it. It hurts my heart to think that you're suffering.
Joe, reconsider and go and do a little research on vaporization. It's an interesting delivery method, and I thank you for the call, and I hope you feel better. 800-259-9231. Yeah, very sweet lady. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number you can bring up anything. Your thoughts about Joe, maybe some suggestions for her, or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, you enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts, a lot to talk about. Completely free, bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever in invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. And it's free. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. It's privacyharbor.com. Essentially, it's email, but I guess it's probably the technology is better in some way. But it looks like email when I've used it. Privacyharbor.com.
800-259-9231, and we continue with your phone calls. We'll go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jim?
Yeah, hello.
You're on the air. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Doing fine tonight.
Good.
What is on your mind, sir?
Yeah, earlier you were talking about marijuana and then on hashish, and basically it's the same thing, just without the plant matter. You're just, with marijuana, you're smoking to get the trichrome resins to vaporize, and with hashish, that's all you're doing is just having the trichromes and resins without the plant. So basically it's the same thing.
This is
two
true.
Different names. It's just it's like cocaine and crack. It's the same product, just two different names.
Or grain exactly alcohol versus beer.
Yeah.
You know, distilled grain alcohol versus beer.
And on a previous caller you had there, that it was the older person there, Joe, and who said she doesn't do it because of religious beliefs and stuff.
Right.
And if she goes into the Genesis 1:29, I believe, is the verse, a guy said, he given every herb that yields seeds, which is on the face of the earth.
Well, she said that she didn't have a... It was kind of a confusing call. Right, well, it was kind of confusing, though, because on one hand, she was saying she didn't think there was anything wrong with it, but her religious objection was because other people thought there was something wrong with it. Mark, you were explaining something about that during the break. What was
it
you were saying?
I can't say that there are people out there that can quote the Bible chapter and verse on this particular issue, and I cannot. It's been a long time since I've read the Bible, and I've tried to forget most of it. I've tried my very, very best. However, it's stuck with me, and it was a letter to one of the, one of Paul's letters, epistles to I don't know, Galatia, Corinth, or wherever, and he's talking about people who have a, their particular sect. Christianity was a much different religion back then, and their particular sect was struggling with whether or not they should eat meat, and there's really nothing in the Christian religion as to whether or not to eat meat, and Paul said, well, it's okay to eat meat, but if by eating meat you're throwing somebody off of their path to Christianity, that for some reason they'll be turned off to Christianity or, turn away from Christ or whatever, then you shouldn't do it. So don't do something that offends your neighbor in that respect.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is if she doesn't want to smoke it, like you were saying, if she could vaporize it or even turn the plant into a can of butter and then use it in brownies, baked cookies, cakes, cookies, and stuff like that. And
it's another fine option. I am with you, my friend. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And if she's turning it into a can of butter and baking cookies with it, or if she's vaporizing it, people ask her if she's smoking marijuana. She can absolutely, honestly answer that, no, I am not.
I think the issue is she wants to be honest about how she's living her life. And so...
Being honest,
she would
doesn't
not
mean
hide
full...
her cannabis use is what the feeling I was getting. So regardless of the, I don't think it's a technical question about the delivery method. It's whether or not she consumes marijuana.
I have to say, this is a really destructive. What it is you were citing there, Mark, is really a destructive idea. The idea that if, as long as you, what it is you're doing offends other people who call themselves Christians, then
it's
you
very limiting.
It
may not even offend people, other people that are Christians, but offend what people think about Christians. For instance, if you, I had an instance one time where a friend of mine who was a good Christian said to another guy, "So what the hell are you doing?" And the other guy was all upset that he said hell because he was supposed to be a Christian. Now, come on. God didn't speak English, for God's sake. I mean, when this religion was come up with, English wasn't even invented.
Yeah.
So hell isn't a bad word. And even if it was, it's not one of the bad words that we have. It's not like he dropped the F-bomb. And the Bible doesn't even talk about cuss words because they didn't have those kind of things at the time. What they had were curses.
Mm-hmm.
And curses are something different. Like, may the fleas of a thousand and camels infest your behind.
They may have had ugly words, but the Bible didn't see fit to mention them.
It did not mention them, but this Christianity has grown into something different now, and I understand where Joe's coming from. I support her in it. I want her to smoke marijuana if it makes her feel better. That's what I want for her. I understand where she's coming from. So, I'm stuck on the horns.
That's a sad story as a result.
It is a sad story as a result. I agree.
Toll-free number for your thoughts, 800-259-9231.
She might very well be able to be a witness for people that do smoke marijuana, because she's not the average marijuana smoker of, some 22-year-old dude with long hair and dark rings under his eyes.
When you say a witness, you mean in court?
No, a Christian-type witness.
Her
life could be testimony to other people that would say, oh, wow, marijuana's not bad, and I can go to heaven even if I do smoke marijuana. She may very well be able to bring more people to her religion by standing up for people that smoke marijuana and showing that you can be a good person and smoke marijuana. Like, there may be another side to this coin, and that's what I would encourage for Joe. I mean, that's what I encourage
her to
do. But
she'd have to get over the reticence that she's feeling about engaging in that and how other people would feel about
it. Right, the reticence, the sort of skulking about and doing it in secret, that's something that she can't handle in her personality. She's too good of a Christian, too good of a person to do that. Whereas if she were to stand up proud and strong and say, yes, I smoke marijuana. Now, obviously, you wouldn't say it to a police officer, but you'd say it to, the people when you had an opportunity to witness to them.
And God put it here to help me.
Yep. It's, and then show them that verse in Genesis and stand behind that with the force of conviction. And then I think that would help bring people, not turn them
away. Right. Great. I'm glad you added that to this discussion. Let's continue and talk to Glenn in Alabama. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got a question about eating meat.
Okay.
Okay, Glenn.
How would you cut off the head of a turtle?
Well, while it's living?
You would wait for it to stick its head out?
No, no. You shoot it in the middle of its back so it's dead, and then the head will just come out, and then you can cut it off.
Oh, really? With a gun, or...?
If that's how you shoot
well,
things.
Well, are you going to eat this?
Cut it open.
It's meat. Yeah. A meat question. So you're going to eat it?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't waste it.
I would not shoot it because you're going to ruin the food and then you've killed the turtle for nothing.
You don't want to eat the
Nick's
head.
Nick's the expert here. I'm just coming up with a solution.
I would place it in a bucket that was completely filled with water and then seal it. The drowning will be a more peaceful death. The turtle will drown. It can't hold its breath forever. So I would leave it there for about 3 hours and then take it out, and then you can take that. Why do you need to cut the head off? You're going to have to open the shell anyway.
Well, I was looking on the internet, and they said if you want to cook a turtle, that you got to cut the head off. But, you know, I think you'd have to be pretty quick to cut the head off.
Don't you have to clean it, though? I've never done turtle.
I've never heard of anyone eating a turtle before.
Well, the Chinese people love it, supposedly. And, you know, if you want to tap into that market, then you better start learning these things.
Yeah, it's a southern thing, from what I've heard. I people around here, I've never run into anyone who eats them. But
tastes just like chicken.
I've heard about frog legs being a southern thing, but having lived 26 years in the South, I guess it just wasn't long enough to come across it.
Well, you know, the Chinese are really into this, so I figure I better start learning.
Well, thank you for that. And while you're into it, look into how to disembowel a kitty cat and eat that, too. Thanks for the call tonight. Chinese people like to eat cats, too, don't they?
Dogs and cats? Were into...
I think the cats are a stereotype.
I think the cats
Koreans,
are for Haitian
the Koreans do actually eat the dog at certain times of the year. It's kind of like a turkey to us. At certain feasts,
really?
They make dogs.
Isn't there a place?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I thought there was a place where dogs are frequently eaten, not just certain times of the year.
If you're poor enough and hungry enough, but I think in Korea they have it's sort of Americans have that perception that the dog is a staple food. But as I understand it, it's the reading I did about the dog soup that they make. It's for specific days. I suppose you could make it whenever.
So what about the photos?
I eat turkey all the time.
What about the photos you can find on the internet of just cages and cages of dogs packed in to the cage?
What about all the Thanksgiving turkeys you see?
That's what I'm wondering.
Thousands packed into a barn.
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Is that from that particular holiday? All those photos are taken around that holiday?
I don't know. That's what I read. It was from a cooking site.
If you know more about eating dogs, would love to hear about it. Or about turtles, as our caller was curious. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. As little as $3 a month is all it takes to get on board, get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. But the main reason to become an amplifier is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because that's important. amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We'll talk to Dan in North Carolina. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I understand that you are sponsored by a collection agency.
We are, SACL CAI.
Yes, and are they the same collection agencies that are going to be able to call people to, you know, everybody in the country is in trouble right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the
sure.
same company that's going to be able to call people at their homes and you know, use kind of straw man tactics or
SACL CAI
you know
doesn't
I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it anymore. I
mean, right. Some
collection you are sponsored by you're sponsored by a collection agency.
That's correct. We are sponsored by one of you know one of our advertisers. The main one is a collection.
How many of your listeners have gotten calls from a collection agency?
I don't know. Probably quite a few. Can I answer the questions you asked earlier?
Ask them. Have them call in.
Okay. How many listeners have gotten calls from collection agencies?
All the ones that didn't pay their bills.
Your collection agency.
You should pay your bills.
In particular, your collection agency.
What is it that bothers you so much about collection agencies?
Well, I've been bothered by them. You know, I've had troubles before. You've had troubles before.
Yep.
You had a couch in your yard.
That's Ian.
Huh?
That's Ian.
That didn't really have anything to do with collections, sir.
But it shows the kind of class of guy that has a couch in their yard.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Why are you saying that's
brother?
The same thing?
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
You're saying that collection agencies are Big Brother?
Hey man, is all the talk tonight about just marijuana?
It's
about
whatever you want to
worry about marijuana, too. I can tell you a story about marijuana,
No, let's not get sidetracked here. I want to talk about collection agencies. Now, first of all, you've continued to ask several questions, but you never allowed Mark to answer your first one. So, Mark, can you jump in here with the answer, this gentleman?
Real quickly, SACL CAI, as we've said many times in their ads, that they're collectors, and there are different types of collection agencies out there. Some do use the more strong-arm tactics. Others, you know, use other systems. They just inform you that, you know, if you don't pay, we're going to have to take you to court. Do you have a problem with people being taken to court about their debts?
No, I don't, because I've had to take a lot of people to court over their debts.
There you go.
All right, so anything else you want to talk about tonight?
I'd like to talk about marijuana.
All right,
talk about marijuana?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'm 52 years old.
Okay.
And I started smoking pot when I was 13.
Oof.
And it was all green Mexican pot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was
green.
It leads to other drugs. And
no,
it does. For many, many people, it does lead to other drugs.
Well, many people do marijuana before they do other drugs, and I've heard
I did alcohol, and I did LSD, and I did it all when I was 13, 14, 15 years old.
So wait, which one did you do first?
15 years old. And I do think that marijuana should be decriminalized.
So which one of those things did you do first, just out of curiosity?
Marijuana.
So you did marijuana before alcohol?
Yes.
Would you say that's unusual?
I don't know.
Would you say that alcohol could lead to other drug use?
No.
Why?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do think so? Okay. So why do you think that is? Why do you think one drug allegedly?
You know this. But whenever you've been drinking enough that your inhibitions come down, you're more willing to try other things.
I've never tried anything else while I was on alcohol. Never done that.
Yeah.
And
marijuana is not so great when you've, after you've been drinking. So it's not not nearly as fun or effective, in my opinion.
And I've come to the point in my life where I restrict my intake of alcohol responsibly.
I'm not saying that the first thing I do or the thing I've ever done has always been alcohol. Sometimes the first thing I did was marijuana. I just don't think that marijuana... I mean, I think it should be decriminalized.
Uh-huh.
I really do. I think that would stop a lot of the problems we have in America.
I agree with you. What about LSD? You mentioned that. Should that be decriminalized as well?
No. I mean, you want to go into a shop and be able to buy LSD? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yep, absolutely. And all the other drugs that I could possibly want to buy.
You haven't lived long. You know, I'm not playing the age card here. I promise you, I'm not playing the age card. But I swear to God, once you get a little older, you will change your mind.
Why are you insisting, sir, that I buy LSD from a black market drug dealer instead?
No, I mean...
Well, if I'm going to buy LSD, wouldn't you prefer that I buy it through legitimate channels, to purchase it through a store that is selling a product that is well represented and is quality controlled and is well known, the name brand, perhaps?
You want a quality trip, huh?
Quality trip.
Do you think you would have been a better
quality trip, huh? Hey, look, man. No matter what you say, no matter how it goes over the airwaves, you can't change my mind on this.
Well, damn.
I mean, you're setting your ways. You will not change your mind.
Dan, now you said you've done.
You've been on the whole segment, buddy.
Oh, well, let me talk.
You're still right here. We got questions for you, brother.
It's your radio show.
Mark's got a question for you.
It's your radio show. It's your radio show. You can overpower.
It is my radio show. You're absolutely right about that.
You can overpower people and make them say what you want them to say.
I'm going to make you say what I want you to say. I'm not sure about that. Mark, what was your question?
I have a question, Dan. Do you think
it's a tag team operation.
Actually, there's three people here. What do you call that?
I'm just trying to tell you something as a 52-year-old American.
I've just got a question, Dan.
Oh, you let me talk.
All right, Dan, go. We'll get to the question.
All I know is my own personal experience. I think drugs should be decriminalized.
Great. But so you agree that LSD should?
No, listen. I'd say one word and you break in.
All right. I'm just trying to clarify. Go ahead.
All right. When's your brother or whatever he is, I mean, your buddy going to break in, you know? You guys are very slick. You're very good at what you're doing. You know, I understand that. You're sponsored by a collection agency. Okay?
He's repeating himself. All right, what do you have to say? Because we have a question for you. Are you ready now for the question, Dan? Can we go? Can we please ask you a question?
I'll tell you what. No, I'm going to go out and recruit.
No, you're not going anywhere. Ask the question now. Just throw it out there.
Mark. I'm going to go out and recruit a partner in the debate, just like you have. Okay.
No, all right. But, so anyway, the question.
I can tell you this. You can laugh at me all you want.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the conversation.
But this is the way it is.
Yes, sir.
I grew up in America.
Yes, sir.
And
same here.
I was part of the drug culture.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
When it was illegal. And
still is.
You know, I think that it should be decriminalized.
I agree.
Really
yes.
And truly.
I've said that several
times. I think drugs should be decriminalized.
But you're making an exception for LSD.
I do not think that LSD and these hard drugs should be decriminalized.
You think that... Well, wait a minute. You said drugs should be decriminalized.
We can't let
you do that now. See you later. Yeah, you're the one that ended that call, my friend. We were just trying to ask you questions. Really?
I think it was a great call, personally.
Was he drinking? He sounded like he was drinking.
I can't... Who knows? I mean,
yes. I think so.
I wanted to ask him if he had a drink, but couldn't get a word in edgewise with that guy. Look, the reality
interrupting
is,
him, for God's sake.
No, we gave him plenty of chance to say what he had
I
to
say. I wish you would interrupt
himself.
Me. I was finished there.
When you start repeating yourself, it's time to be interrupted and asked a question for clarification.
As I did have a point I was going to make. The whole thing about being able to buy LSD in this regular storefront, it seems very foreign to people, and I think a lot of Americans out there who do agree with either legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana and maybe some other drugs, they're hung up on certain drugs. But, for instance, you can get salvia in most states still.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfectly legal, completely unregulated. I mean, it's sold as incense, so kids can and do buy it at age 15. And it's a powerful hallucinogen. Some might argue that it's equally as powerful as LSD.
I've heard people say it is more powerful than LSD, and I have to say that I finally had a shaman experience on salvia. I finally had one, and I will describe it here in moments. I can't do it in 20 seconds. 800-259-9231.
But the point I was trying to make was that there's not an epidemic of kids out there using it. Some will try it. Most people aren't going to end up doing it as a habit. And
no, it's not a habit for anybody.
You know, I think the fact is LSD would work out much the same way if it was legal.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. In fact, a lot of people that try salvia, they don't really want to do it again after they've experienced what they experienced. More on the way. You can share your salvia story or whatever you want. Hour 3 is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.